Vacuum Oil Company, marketers of the new double-powered mobile gas, presents Mobile Song. Mobile Song, the stories and songs of the makers of music, starring Glenda Raymond.
Tonight, we give you the story of the Gypsy Fiddler. May we remind you that these stories concerned with the men and women who've enriched the world with their great talents are true. In the year 1911... on a ferry boat traveling to East Orange in the United States, two young women suddenly noticed a man behaving rather strangely.
Alma, look at that man over there. I believe he's going to throw himself overboard.
Oh, no, Grace, don't say that.
Well, he's acting in a very odd sort of manner, to say the least. And he keeps looking over here at us.
At us?
Well, I should say at you. You must have noticed it, Alma.
I've hardly glanced at the boy.
Boy?
He's quite young and absurdly good-looking.
That's not too bad for a casual glance.
Why, Grace, you pointed him out to me yourself, so you must be interested, too.
Of course I'm interested. Surely you don't expect me to remain perfectly calm and collected while a young man is about to commit suicide right under my nose.
You don't really think he means to?
Look, he's climbing onto the railing.
Oh, no! No, you must have! No!
Alma, everyone's looking.
I don't care. I've got to speak to him.
Alma, no.
Come back.
Please. Please, don't do it. It's not worth the candle.
Candle?
You'll feel better tomorrow. I know you will.
But I feel good now. I feel very good.
Then why are you going to throw yourself overboard?
Throw myself overboard? Oh, no, I would never do a thing like that. Especially now.
Well, why did you climb up onto the railing?
Why? So that I could get a better look at you, of course.
At me? What do you mean?
I mean I love you.
You're crazy. You don't know me.
It makes no difference. I adore you. And what is more, I'm going to marry you. I swear it.
And that was how the two chief characters in our story met for the first time. Alma was the famous soprano Alma Gluck, who at that time was the reigning queen of the Metropolitan Opera. The young man was Ephraim Zimbalist, later to become one of the world's greatest violinists. In a few moments, we'll tell you their story. But first...
Mobile gas, you get that smooth and even power with mobile gas. Your starts are quick when you fill up with mobile gas. Your driving's fun if you're the one who goes for mobile gas. You get all the mileage that your car can deliver and balanced performance, of course. You save on that quality high gasoline. Just look for the flying red horse. Insist on mobile gas. Go get that smooth and even power with mobile gas. You always save when you fill up with mobile gas. For quality economy, just ask for mobile gas.
Change now to the new mobile gas. There's a tune-up in every tankful of the new double-powered mobile gas. An entirely new type of gasoline. Mobile gas.
When Alma Gluck first met Ephraim Zimbalist so unconventionally, on a ferry boat in fact, she had no idea who he was. To her, he was just a good-looking young man in trouble. And Alma was noted for her soft heart. But it soon became apparent that the young man required no help of any kind. He was more than capable of looking after himself.
Yes, indeed, my dear Alma Gluck. You are going to be my wife.
You know me?
Know you? Since I am in this country, I think of nobody else. When I'm asked what they will have for breakfast, I reply, Alma Gluck. When somebody asks me, where's the post office, what do I say? Alma Gluck. Even when I'm in my bar.
Don't say I'm there, too.
You are with me everywhere.
How embarrassed.
Not for me. I only await the time when those words will come really true.
You're quite mad, my young friend. But tell me this. How did you become so interested in me?
The other night, I was at the opera.
Oh?
And the opera was Louise. And you were the Louise of my dreams. As soon as I saw you, I fell in love. And then I heard you sing. Every note was heaven. But when it came to the Puy la Jour, why, then even heaven was surpassed.
Thank you.
Yes, Elma, when you sang the Pillager, I listened entranced. I was in a state of drunkenness, of what is the word?
Intoxication.
Thank you. I am not very good with English yet, but I will learn. After all, the husband and wife must be able to converse, eh?
Just leaving aside this husband and wife business for the moment, how do you come to be on this ferry boat?
I am here because you are here.
You followed me?
I have been following you for 2 days.
Well, this is most interesting. Who are you? What do you do for a living?
I am Ephraim Zimbalist, and I play the fiddle.
Where?
Wherever I am told. Last night I played at a place called Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall? You must be good.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm a very good fiddler. Would you like me to play for you sometime?
Yes, I think I would.
When? Tonight? Tomorrow night?
When do you give your next recital?
Tomorrow night, but I will put it off.
Why?
Because I would rather play just for you.
But that's ridiculous. You can't go through life doing things like that.
Why not, please?
Because... Oh, I don't know. It just isn't done. But you're an original, aren't you? You have your own way of doing things.
When can I play for you?
Would you like to come to my house tonight?
To be invited to one of Alma Gluck's musical evenings was to be accepted as one of the inner circle of music. For the singer was recognized as being not only a very great artist herself, but also a very good judge of her fellow musicians. No second-rater ever found his way into the Gluck home, and Ephraim Zimbalist soon proved that he was able to measure up to the required standard.
My friends, tonight it is my very great pleasure to introduce a young violinist who, I believe, will one day make his name famous. That name is Ephraim Zimbalist, and he's going to play for us Toselli's Serenata.
Beautifully played, Ephraim. You really are good.
You like that, Elma? Oh, I am so pleased because, you see, I played for you.
Never mind about me. There are several well-known critics here tonight. People who can do you a lot of good.
I am not interested in them. Only in you.
Ephraim, behave yourself. People are looking at us.
I don't care. I love you.
Really, Ephraim, you mustn't talk like that.
When will you marry me?
Never.
Why not?
For many reasons. But the most important is that you're too young.
I'm 22.
And I'm 27.
What difference does it make?
It makes all the difference in the world. Now, Ephraim, stop your nonsense and get ready to play again. Go on, do as I say.
Very well, Elma. But until you say you are going to be my wife, I will give you no peace. I will follow you everywhere, even to the farthest corner of the earth. I tell you, I am a man who never gives up.
Motorists, get up to 25% more power from your car or truck. Change to the new double-powered mobile gas. The new double-powered mobile gas with the highest anti-knock rating contains mobile power compound, a unique combination of powerful and protective additives. The new double-powered mobile gas adds life to your engine, eliminates spark plug misfiring, and actually increases spark plug life up to 3 times. Yes, the new double-powered mobile gas increases engine power up to 25%, reduces petrol bills by giving you more miles per gallon. The new double-powered mobile gas gives you a smoother running engine, instant starting, and a faster warm-up. Remember, there's a tune-up in every tankful of the new double-powered mobile gas. Get it from your local mobile gas service station at the sign of the Flying Red Horse.
The courtship of Ephraim Zimbalist was one of the wonders of the age. He followed Alma Gluck everywhere, neglecting his own interests so badly that the time came when his manager had to insist on a change of attitude. So Ephraim was most unwillingly dragged off to Europe. And it was in the city then known as Petrograd that one day he read some news that made him very excited indeed.
I must go at once. I cannot stay here any longer.
What's the matter now, Ephraim?
I am leaving for New York tonight.
But you can't. You're giving a concert tonight, and the hall's booked out.
I don't care. Give them their money back.
Look, what's the matter? What's gone wrong?
This is an American paper. You see?
Yes, of course. The New York Times. I arranged to have it sent wherever you are. That's what you said, wasn't it?
Well, of course. And thank heavens it arrived. Otherwise they would never have known.
Known what?
She's ill. She's had to cancel one of her concerts.
Who?
Who? The greatest artist in the world. The one and only Alma Gluck. She's ill, dying perhaps, and asking for me. Ephraim, she cries. But Ephraim is thousands of miles away. Never mind, my darling. I am coming. I will be with you very soon. I am leaving at once.
But Ephraim, you can't.
Call the servants. Tell them to pack. Within 1 hour, I will be on my way to her.
This, it must be remembered, was before the days of air travel. It wasn't possible in 1912 to cross the Atlantic in a single day. Ephraim Zimbalist had to travel by train halfway across Russia and Germany, and then by ship from Hamburg to New York.
My darling, are you all right? Let me feel your pulse. Let me look after you. Oh, you must have food, wine, a hot water bed.
Ephraim, where did you come from? And what are you talking about?
Where's the doctor? What does he say?
The doctor?
Oh, you must be brave, Alma. Now that I am here, everything will be all right. Are you in pain?
No, of course I'm not in pain. Why should I be?
But you're ill. You had to cancel your concert.
Oh, that was last month. I had a slight attack of tonsillitis, but it wasn't serious. I've given a dozen concerts since then.
Good, good. Oh, I'm so glad you're well again. It was worth a trip just to see you.
What trip, Ephraim? Where were you when you heard that I was ill?
In Petrograd.
Petrograd? But that's in Russia.
Yeah, it used to be called St. Petersburg.
I don't care what it's called. Do you mean to say you've come halfway across the world because I had a sore throat?
And because I love you.
Oh, Ephraim.
When you look at me like that, Elma, I begin to think there is some hope. Oh, will you marry me, my darling?
No, Ephraim. I told you were too young for me.
Ah, but all that has changed. Look, I have bought a pipe to smoke. There. Doesn't that make me look older?
No, not one little bit. You look like a schoolboy trying to grow up.
Oh. I know. I will grow a mustache and a beard.
Oh, no, Ephraim. I couldn't bear it. I like you as you are.
You do?
Yes, of course. But I won't marry you.
Ah, that is what you think. Helma, I am a man of great patience. I will wait and wait, and one day you will change your mind.
During the next 2 years, Ephraim gave Alma no peace. As she traveled the world, she was given constant reminders that he hadn't forgotten her.
Telegram for Madame Gluck. Reply paid. Rome to Tokyo.
Now words for Madame Gluck from Rio Janeiro.
Flight for Madame Gluck from Honolulu.
And then, finally, in London, they met again and gave a concert together. What a concert that was. Alma Gluck sang Schumann and Brahms. Ephraim Zimbalist played Bach and Paganini. And the evening was scheduled to end, as all Gluck concerts had to end, with a performance of a simple little song, which had somehow become identified with the singer.
Come along, Ephraim. The final encore. Are you ready?
No, Alma, and neither are you.
Why, what do you mean?
Before we go out again on that stage, you must promise to marry me.
Oh, don't be silly, Ephraim. We've discussed all that before.
But tonight I am determined to have my way. So, Alma...
Ephraim...
Tell me you will be my wife.
No, Ephraim, I can't.
You must.
Madame Gluck, Mr. Zimbalist, they're calling for you. They weren't going to let her carry me back to Old Virginia.
They always make me sing that song.
Are you ready, madame?
Yes. Come, Ephraim.
In a moment. Hey, please close the door.
But Mr. Zimbalist...
The door, please.
Oh, very well.
Ephraim, you can't do this.
Did I not tell you I was a very determined man?
Yes, but...
I swear you will not sing another note until you promise to make me the happiest man in the world.
No, Ephraim.
Oh, please, Alma.
No.
I beg of you.
No.
On my knees.
Ephraim, get up. Suppose someone should come in and see you down there.
I wouldn't care. I will tell him the truth. Alma, my darling.
Ephraim.
Say you'll marry me. Say it.
I...
Madame Claude.
Say it, Alma. Say yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll marry you. It's the only way I'll ever have peace.
Oh, my darling. Come along quickly. This is going to be the greatest performance of our lives.
So in 1914 they were married and were an inspiration to each other for 24 years until the death of Alma Gluck in 1938. The gypsy fiddler had won his bride. His life and hers were now complete. And so we take leave of Ephraim Zimbalist, world-famous violinist, who fits so well into the place marked out for him in our distinguished series, Mobile Song.
Mobile Gas, you get that smooth and even power with Mobile Gas. Your starts are quick when you fill up with Mobile Gas. Your driving's fun if you're the one who goes for Mobile Gas. You get all the mileage that your car can deliver and balanced performance, of course. You save on that quality high gasoline. Just look for the flying red horse. Insist on Mobile Gas. Go get that smooth and even power with Mobile Gas. You always save when you fill up with Mobile Gas. For quality economy, just ask for Mobile Gas.
Fill up with the new Mobile Gas. Double power to give up to 25% more engine power. And extra mileage, too. The new double-powered Mobile Gas.
Mobile Song was written by John Ormiston Reed. The role of Ephraim Zimbalist was played by Keith Eden. The narrator was Roland Strong, the producer Dorothy Crawford. The program starred Glenda Raymond with violinist Philip Cohen. And the Mobile Theater Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford. Mobile Song, presented for your enjoyment by the Vacuum Oil Company and your local Mobile service station.
Motorists, change to Mobile Gas, the only double-powered gasoline.